Okay, my name is Leanne. I'm in English 20-2. This is the third time I've tried to record this. Hopefully it goes okay this time. My grandpa has a story that he tells us quite often because it's a good story for one thing, and the other thing is because it's got a good lesson to it. The way that the story goes is my grandpa is a hunter, and there was one year where he had a buddy tell him, there's a lot of really big moose that are easy to find if you go north of Jasper. And so it was a couple hours north of Jasper and outside of the park, and my grandpa decided, he would go up there by himself with his quad, and he would spend a couple weeks in the bush and he would try and find a moose. And so he got up there and everything was fine and there was no snow on the ground or anything. And on his third day in, he started to notice that there was a lot of bear sign. And the thing about bears is that they have a very distinct odor. They smell like soggy sweat socks or like wet dog, but a little bit stinkier. And he was noticing that the smell was just not going away, even though he was traveling about 10 or 11 kilometers a day. And he started to notice that he could see the bear kind of following him at a distance. And but he figured, he had seen lots of bears before and he'd never had a problem, and he would just keep an eye out and hopefully everything would be okay. So he sat down that night around his campfire and he was having dinner, and this bear actually charged him, came out of the bush, came right up on him, and unfortunately my grandpa had to shoot it in self-defense. So the thing about my grandfather is that he's a very traditional hunter and he doesn't waste anything, and so if he shoots it, he's going to use as much of it as he can. And he ended up bringing the bear to a ranger station to make sure that this was okay and, to get a tag for it. And I guess bear tags were easy to get back then, although I don't know if they would be now. But the rangers were asking him, where were you that this happened? Because my grandpa had explained, this bear charged me and I had to kill it out of self-defense. And so my grandpa told them where he was when this had happened, and they said, "Oh, we know why you had a problem." And the thing is that every year in Alberta, there are problem bears all over the province. And so problem bears are bears that come too close to houses or too close to campgrounds and too close to acreages, and they're not afraid of people. And so this bear was not afraid of people. And my grandpa had gone to an area where they were releasing problem bears after they'd been relocated from problem areas. And so my grandpa did not get the memo, and this problem bear found him, literally. So it's a good story for us because, it is kind of funny, it is kind of scary too at the same time, but it's also a good reminder to us when we're out in the bush to be careful for one thing and be prepared for another thing. So always be prepared for something to happen. And the other thing is too, just to be respectful. Respectful of all the animals that do live in the woods, because that's their place. It's not our place necessarily. But yeah, it's a good story. I learned a lot from it.